Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Kai 959 on the street, on the air. Oh, the story caught me off guard, and I'm like, but how many times have we heard about these situations in our police stations, man? Here's the thing. Police Minister's Office, they've said the allegations that the Roodepoort police failed to respond to that rape incident earlier this month because they were supposedly sleeping on the job is being urgently investigated. Someone from the public ran into the police station asking for help, videoing his experience. But are you really sleeping while I'm trying to report a rape case and you're not doing anything? It's shocking. So shocking.
Ma'am, I have phoned you twice. I've asked you for help. You couldn't help me. I got into my car. I'm driving here to tell you that they are raping a lady here on the corner of 7th Avenue and 7th Street, and you refuse to speak to me. Is that correct, ma'am? I'm speaking to you. Is that how you treat the public after you have given down an oath that you will protect the public? Now you can just stand with your eyes closed and rub your eyes, but you are taking our money, our tax money for your salary. And you people sitting there at the back, did you request help for the lady that is being raped at this stage? No, I'm going to get York to come.
Now,
you're either going to get the help for a lady that is being raped, or I'm getting Captain York. No, they're still two there. You phone here, they are sleeping. You're asking help for a woman. Woman that is being raped. And then this ladies can just sit here at the back and hide for themselves. That is how they stand up for their sister. Their sister in need. Ma'am, I'm asking for help. They are raping a lady on the corner. Are you not worried here? You are four sitting here. Four people. Sleeping in front of a heater while your sister is being raped. Here on the corner, they are taking a human being out of there, and what are you doing sitting here? Is this right? You have laid down an oath, you're going to help your sister. What are you doing now?
I know you're getting upset the more you hear this video, right? Oh. I know. Yabila. Jules, when is the last time you opened even a case with the police and your experience with the police?
Sure. It's actually very frustrating listening to this. And I think every woman, well, most women in this country have had experiences at the police station. So it was actually last week, Saturday, a friend of mine was, a friend of mine was assaulted, went to the police station, injured, bruised. I went with her to the police station in Germiston and they were all asleep, like heads down, this, all of them, including the captain. And then when we approached the one gentleman, he said to us, oh, assault cases, look, it's 10 o'clock, come tomorrow morning. Apparently, that police station said to us, that police station say that they don't open cases in the afternoon or in the evening. Come tomorrow morning for around 8-ish or so.
When we're awake.
Yes, but because obviously I work in the industry where there's media, journalists, I'm able to say, that is total nonsense. Yes, we need to open a case right now. And he was able to assist us, but people that don't have those, you know,
leverage.
Yes. What happens then? You just have to go home.
Well, no, you can threaten and say, I'm a journalist. I'm going to report you.
Yes, exactly.
But what do they do?
Exactly.
It's sad. It's sad how things happen. And most of the police stations don't have trauma offices for cases counseling. For counseling or someone on standby for that matter for a rape case. So if the rape case came in at 1 a.m., they will tell you straight, Nomuntu Sons and counseling is not here now. Yeah. They only arrive at 9.
But you can say that, but sympathy is the most important thing in situations like that, because they've come for help, not to be lectured on what to do. Okay, let's talk about your experience with the police. Whatever it's been, maybe you've even had a good experience. Let us know. You know the number we always on, 086-000-0959. The voice notes, 063-6880-959. Let's check on the roads quickly. How's your experience with the cops been? Good, bad? Let us know. The number 086-000-0959. Let's hook up there firstly. Philemon, how are you?
Sure, man, it's a problem. Mina ngicela ukuyexperience izolo ke.
What happened?
Awu nge police station nge ngayenze expungement, yabona ngifuna ukwenza expungement. Then nge ngaye nje recently for ama fingerprints, so banginikeza i proof of payment, uyabhatala for ukwenza ama fingerprints ke. So mangibuyela izolo, Yeah, he's on. Among figure but the Munto and the fingerprint again. So go make two weeks as I want. So it about to me in a pillar in figure it is panning in the Sasan conguting cigarette every day for wooting go check out. So I'm looking if I'm a number in the conguting is upon me. But I'm a number's pan. Understand?
Oh.
And it's so because in Patale 150 for which in Patale fruit, Patata Mafinga print, and then Magmili say, you see Kubega, I call it Kubega, and then put in a criminal record that I need to clear.
Yes, sir. Hadi Alcham, Hadi Alcham. And there's another thing that people that work in offices, they don't have assistance. Mm. So if one person is working with fingerprints and that person is not available,
if fingerprint,
no one is going to do a fingerprint.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Sandile.
Njanda fit.
Shabunjana, Jam.
Shab. Mina ngakawatheka 2019. Namba ngegolfu, bacala batshontsha ama rim wegolf. Ngazitholela wona ama rim. After maybe 2-3 months, babuya bathatha igolf. Nga report e police station nakhona. Till today angatholi kwa i correspondence ukuthi sesi hawufa into engayithola ngatholi SMS case number kuphela. Till today.
Lendi yenzeka nini?
Yenzeka 2019 nge 21 March. I think kwakuyi holiday.
Yeah, bekuyi holiday. Sharpville day.
Yeah. Sandile, thanks for the call, fam. So, again, we ask you, what kind of relationship have you had with the cops? Have you opened the case number? You're still waiting for any sort of report, man. Oh, so the voice notes are coming through as well on 063-6880959.
Hey, morning team. Hey, again, to all of that, like, the police station, they seem to behave the same way. All of them, they don't serve the people. Even here in Protiatland, we're having the same problems. Even in Morocco, people are having the same problems. I don't know why. Tabo from Protiatland here.
Tabo, thanks for the call. This is Kai 959 on the street, on the air. Let's go to the streets of Dawn Park. Gift Utinwen. Hello, Gift.
Hey, good on.
We're listening? What happened?
School man for Thomas.
Go on, Abba.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man. The other man I went to, I had the same problem. I had a criminal record. I went and filled up the forms till today, and I paid the money till today. Nothing has happened. A friend of mine, what about a problem? We went and opened up a case. Later on, nothing is happening. The outcome says a pretty quickly. So, in terms of the Kulumutu, Umaha is missing King. Let us forget about Amapesa. This is Solvela one at
Tanawa. This is Solvela Makasin.
Gift, thanks to the court, but we'll never take the law into our own hands, man. Come on now. Okay, voice note.
Good morning, Thomas Noskumba. Yep. Hey, Plum, and the street to be used on my poison. About the Limsevenzini, you know, Namangaz and Abane experience and, with the cops. But another thing, and I come down to which when you know Umuntu, you know, as Tengzeru Chuala, Shem, or Abanye Base Masontueni, as a kitchen, Mama Poisa, because there isn't crime involved or anything of that nature, Bafunu Bopa, you know, but it's a Bosha Masnafanga mask. But most of the reporters have a serious problem like this, Balele, they can't do anything. It's the problem, Mama Poisa. I don't think they know the Uchin Mzibenzao.
A friend of mine said, you know, sometimes Ufilanga Jama Poisa Asabi paperwork. Because there's so much paperwork.
Mm.
When there's too much paperwork, that's where the real problem is. I don't know if it's true, but I know there's some cops that do their job. Yeah. I know there's others that are really dedicated in what they're doing.
And the few that are better giving everybody a bad name at the moment, a bad experience. Zolis, well, you're on the road. Where are you?
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Very well, my queen. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kumba.
Chabunyan, sister.
Yeah, Peter. You know, Mina, they stole my mirrors. They said 2016, even today.
They stole what?
They stole mirrors, the motor.
Okay, mirrors, motor, eh?
Yes, the C-180.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, I had to go to Mercedes-Benz and buy other mirrors again. Mm. 2016, that was May 2016.
And you know Mercedes-Benz mirrors are expensive.
You know, they're so expensive, especially the right-hand one. It was very expensive.
Oh, my queen. Thank you for the call, though. Thanks for sharing. Can you believe it's nearly 7 o'clock? It's 14 minutes past 7 on a Wednesday. This is Thomas and Skumbon Kai 959. Oh, we're still talking about the police, by the way.
Nikhuluma no Papa Rulo nami ngine bad luck yamaphoyisa ecaleni ke ngaboshwa bathi business robbery kube ni bengicabana nekula leli just ukucabana for change and then manje mangithuthela ngapha no Resec 2018 athola umsebenzi wemasipala egovernment engisevisa icity for electricity ngashawa amaphoyisa nge 1 zaka November ebathi bazosearcha ama drugs abawatholanga but bayangishaya bayangitsipa bayangidotsa like ngafa private party yami ngeyalimala ngaya ku doctor ngine medical aid yafika wayenza ne J88 manje mina ngibasule ngikhathela amaphoyisa wethu like angazi ukuthi abasahamba i-training or hi
at Kaya on 959 using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. This one says, hey, I like our term. I don't even think we have a police station. The building as I had there is really collapsing. The mess of going in to just to go certify NG. It's a job and a half. I don't even want to know about them patrolling because they don't even patrol the streets. That is happening in Guatem. And there's another sad one here.
Mm.
This one says, Skumba was raped in 2013 and I was having my statement taken. The officer would ask if I was sure every question. Mirangbuza. Are you sure? How? I don't even want to finish this. How?
Mm-mm.
How does one heal from this? When you're going, you're trusting the police thing. I trust you with my life right now because my life is in your hands, basically.
No, and you're the one second guessing me.
For sure, Guti. How?
We see the calls coming through. 086-000-0959. You know the voice notes on 063-6880-959. This is Kaya. You love it, right? So we'll be finding out your relationship with the cops. How has that been? Share with us, huh? Just go to Orange Farm and hit the streets and say hi to Mbumelelo.
Hey, Platom.
Right?
I'm alright, but that's Kumba.
Shabu yana kautam.
Hey, Wafi, it's a problem in this country.
Mm.
You know, as Tom said, I'm from Orange Farm, ne?
Mm.
I think in 1 month, it was sometime in 2016, like 3 break-ins. The first break-in I reported, I was told to wait until I'm a police officer for fingerprints and all of that. Do you know how long that took? 3 days, my man.
So for 3 days, you're not touching anything.
So imagine in your house for 3 days, you're not supposed to touch anything, and you're not living alone. You're living as a family. So it simply means now, I mean, vacate Muslims. And then the other two break-ins I never reported to this day. If I experience any form of crime, I don't bother myself reporting. Then it's just a blessing to the other hand.
Yeah.
That's from me.
And that's not how it's supposed to be.
That's not how it's supposed to be. You know, now I live in the Western Cape. Here, at least you can see there's safety and all of that. Police are trying to be more effective here.
Mm.
And you ask yourself, is it because of the political barriers? Which here it's DA and here it's ANC, here it's blacks, here it's colored, here it's white. I'll never understand what happens in this country.
Mbumelelo was just about to ask, is it because I'm black? He nearly took it there. William, how you doing?
Hey, Skumba and Thomas.
Shabunja na jam.
Shabunja.
Nandim.
Mina ngo 2002, December 27, batwantsha ezentsha yami. Ngareporta eSibukeng Police Station. Sahamba sayozifunela yona. Sathola abantu abayintshontshile. Sathola abantu abayithenzile. Safunela iphoyisa L30K. Basika lenza kwangathi yabavalela labathatha labafake emotweni lahamba nabo because amaphathi emoto bebekwe endaweni ezidifferent.
Okay.
Lahamba nabo laya nabo lapho malibuya libuya selibehlisile sebangasekho abakhulunyile ukuthi what happened I don't know. Till this day akwenzeki next abantu abo ngiyabazi ngiyababona bona le phoyisa beliphethi-K selivelaze lafa
hayi wena man. Yeah, really. Sure,
it's sad. Eh? It's sad. I don't know how true is this, and I'll ask Kumbali to go check if this is true. In Mushlaking, our police station opens at 7 a.m. and closes at 4 p.m. I don't think this is true.
Is that the tweet that came through at Kaya?
Yeah, at Kaya on 959. I don't think that is true. But if you have your complaints and you need to go to the police station first of all.
Yeah.
To the police station that where you open the case. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to go and lodge your first.
Yeah.
If you don't find happiness there,
mm-hmm.
then you take it forward. There's an SAPS service complaint center. It's in Gauteng 011-274-7786. It's 011-274-8786. 7786. Or can call 082-442-2000. It's 082-442-2000. Man, I will believe in sending emails, because sending emails, I feel like it's the right thing to do. gpcomplaints@subs.gov.za. gpcomplaints@subs.gov.za.
What's your story with the cops?
I remember this day when I went to certify my documents at the Germiston police station, and this guy came in to report an assault that he had suffered at the hands of his boss, only for the police officer to ask him that, what did you do? Go and come back with your boss so we can question the both of you why he assaulted you. And the guy had wounds on his face and on his arms, and he tried to explain that, no, I was just asking my boss for my money and he assaulted me. And the police were like, no, we can't just take your word for it. And they sent him away. That guy was close to tears as he walked out of that police station. So men also suffer abuse, and the police don't do anything to help.
Thank you, Kaya, for sharing all your stories about your experience with the police, man. Really appreciate it. And you heard the details. If you are struggling with the police in your area, you heard Skuma giving you all the details on your other options. Oh, talking about options, though, we've got two songs just before 8 o'clock. Jukebox coming up, your two hot house songs.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.